right. Harold, what's it been this week? On or off the road?
Well, mainly on, but I also want to do a shout out. The late, great Chuck Scott and my buddy Walter Hammack and I have been on a search for sausage for, I think, decades. When the Great Greens Barbecue shut on Alameda, we lost it. And this is the classic East Texas hot link. Mm-hmm. And in the search, I have discovered that if you call it link, it's got to be beef and a beef casing. Everything else is just sausage.
Oh, really?
According to these barbecue guys, okay. Right? Searching, found some good stuff out there, but try to get closest to Mr. Green's. Okay. There's a place I discovered a week ago. I've been there twice now.
All
right. It's called Lone Star Sausage and Barbecue.
Where?
In Houston on Walters Road.
Okay.
Okay, north of the Beltway, a little south of 1960.
Right.
Kevin Mason owns it, and Kevin was an outstanding wide receiver at U of H under Andre Ware.
Okay.
Neat guy. He makes the sausage. He's a retired Harris County Sheriff's Department.
Okay.
And his hobby was making sausage, and he studied with Mr. Green and also at Watts.
Okay.
Okay. The only wrinkle, and it's a good one, he uses a pork casing because the beef casing really hardens up from the smoking. Because Mr. Green, you could hardly cut through the casing.
Okay.
You squeeze the meat out. Okay,
right.
So he uses a pork casing, which doesn't affect the flavor.
Right.
But it's easier. It's just easier to cut.
And the name of it again?
Lone Star Sausage and Barbecue.
On Walters Road.
On Walters Road, yeah.
Ooh,
mind-blowing, though. I mean, through the great brisket, great right. ribs, great dirty rice,
right.
great people,
yeah.
great homemade barbecue sauce. I bought a bottle of it 2 days ago.
And his name again?
His name is Kevin Mason.
You gotta go see
We're friends on Facebook. Yeah, go on Facebook. Lone Star Sausage and Barbecue.
Okay.
Tremendous. And then go over there in the 2020 AMG GLC 63 Coupe, okay?
Right.
Quite a vehicle. It looks like a CUV. It's really a four-door sedan, but they have a CUV version. And the only difference is this one, the sedan, has 49.4 cubic feet of space. The SUV or CUV version, 56.5. So, you know, not that big a difference. Of course, AMG means performance. So this thing, oh, man, you're talking about fun to drive. 503 horsepower, 516 pound-feet of torque. The AMG speed shift transmission is 9-speed. The performance 4MATIC, which is all-wheel drive adapted. So you can go a lot of places in this thing. They've got a big touchscreen display, a widescreen digital instrument cluster, which is neat. Ambient lighting, surround sound system. I mean, all the luxury you would expect. Safety and security, certainly. You know, anti-lock braking system, anti-theft, brake assist, active brake assist, predictive occupant protection system, electronic stability control, and more. This thing had the extra goodies, a metallic gray paint job, red pepper and black Napa leather interior. The AMG performance steering wheel, the multi-spoke wheels, the inductive wireless charging and pairing, wheel locking bolts, on and on and on, surround view system, fabulous, great on the road, screaming performance on this thing, scary fast, 0 to 60 in 3.6. Miles per gallon, city 16 on the highway 22. And the base price, a mere $84.1, and the one that I had with everything conceivable that you can get on it, plus this lavish interior, $89. So check it out. You know, you want to be styling. 2020 Mercedes AMG GLC 63S Coupe.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Kyle Wilson from Reagan and Massey, we're going to talk about Plot Spike Seed.